Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadee karup. Guten Tag. Salam. Shalom. Half a day. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace now. Go vegan. And, well, from the fabulous Zone Music Studios in Cotati, California, the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Killitary Industrial Corporation and the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, mainstream media's first vegan radio program. Does this show become the first major network vegan program? Well, we will see if you help make it happen. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Another very active week for me. Good thing I'm vegan, have the energy. Good thing I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, too, because life doesn't really harsh my mellow too much when I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area the way it does in L.A., I have to say. You know, I mean, a traffic jam in the Bay Area, well, I mean, who cares? Just look around. Like, life is beautiful, beautiful scenery. And I don't know, in L.A., in a traffic jam, I'd be consumed by vegan road rage. You know, just imagining shoving my compost up the tailpipe of the guy who just cut me off, you know? I'm not really sure I like the way that sounded.
Oh, new one. I know. And you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Anyway, in the Bay Area, it's all good. It's mellow. Today, I'm collecting signatures in favor of making Bodh Gaya, the holiest of Buddhist lands, into a vegetarian zone. I mean, can you get more mellow than that? And my guest on the program today is related to that subject, you know, very unlike my usually fast-paced, edgy, car chase and explosion, L.A.-influenced radio program, you know, but it's mellow today. We won't have any disguised voice, undercover ALF operatives calling in today, you know, while they're spray painting Colonel Sanders' bald spot down at some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Actually, the ALF, the Animal Liberation Front, is getting sued by the owners of Schumacher Furs in Portland. PETA is getting sued in defense of animals, and the ALF. Good luck having the ALF show up. Who is the ALF? Who's gonna claim to be in the ALF? It's secret. You know, how do you sue the ALF? Upon whom do you you know, serve papers? I don't get that. I guess anybody who wears a ski cap, you know. So I guess look out in Aspen this year. Anybody could be the ALF, huh? Anyway, it was good news that the fur salon had to close down in Portland, and good news that those the ships, the furriers in Canada, were all blocked off by ice and couldn't move. Some might call that karma. It's a good day to be talking about karma with the Dalai Lama speaking in San Francisco today, and we're doing a signature gathering drive to make one of the holiest lands to Buddhists vegetarian. We'll talk about that on today's program. So we're celebrating the little victories, you know, the little victories when a fur salon closes down or fur ships can't navigate, and we're celebrating the victories you know, the pledges adding up, the totals coming up more toward the goal of $200,000 in production costs that we need to raise. We need to have pledges in place by May 7th to go on the Air America Radio Network. And pledges are coming in, 1,000 here, a couple of thousand there, 500 here. A lot of people have decided to be make-it-happen vegans and try to make it happen by raising $1,000 each. I'm looking for 200 make it happen vegans or activists or environmentalists to help do that. Hopefully you're aware of the news that after 6 years on the air, we now have the opportunity to become a weekend program on the Air America Radio Network, and we would be on during the day for 52 weeks. I just have to cover some minimal production costs, and those turn out to be $200,000. So I'm looking to raise those funds, and the Veganathon is on right now. I have to alert Air America to results as of May 7th. So I need to know. I need to have pledges in place for $200,000 by then. So please, could you help? Could you email me, please, at meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com? M-E-A-T, freeamerica@yahoo.com. Or call me, 818-623-6477. Now would be a good time to consider advertising on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We accept advertising for products and services that are vegan and cruelty-free only. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. But now would be the time to help us get this message onto a major radio network, and it can happen with your help. This isn't some big corporate-funded endeavor, so I definitely need you to help. And it's amazing how people are stepping up. People that I don't know who are in the listening audience and email me and say, "Okay, I'm in for $2,000. I'm in for $500. So please help me. Help me accomplish this." If I notify Air America that the answer is yes as of May 7th, this program will be on the network the weekend of May 19th on Air America. And I believe that when we liberate the Air America airwaves, when we occupy its airwaves, we will be greeted with chocolate and flowers. I mean, I think that's a prediction that you can bank on, okay? And of course, it would have to be dark vegan chocolate. No milk chocolate here. This is a dairy-free zone, okay? So no cow milk. But yes, when we liberate the Air America airwaves, we will be greeted with chocolate and flowers. And, there might be a moment where the Air America audience is a bit perplexed by this program, if you will. What does that mean when you say if you will? I've never used that in any context. However, Dick Cheney says that all the time. I've never understood a word that's come out of his mouth anyway, I guess, huh? Who is he? Not very popular. He comes out of the dark once in a while, just so that by comparison, Bush almost seems popular. Almost. Anyway, I predict that if this show makes it onto Air America, it will be more popular with its audience than Bush and Cheney combined, huh? Not saying much. What's really popular with the Air America audience, though, I believe would be articles of impeachment. And guess what? Just this past week, articles of impeachment were introduced in Congress, in the House of Representatives. By whom? By a vegan. I hope the Air America audience will appreciate that. Articles of impeachment introduced in the House of Representatives, and it takes a vegan to do it. Now, I know that some people are upset that with Dennis Kucinich introducing articles of impeachment that... And the articles of impeachment are against Cheney. They're against the so-called vice president. So I know that people are upset with Kucinich for introducing articles of impeachment against Cheney, that now there's a really good chance that George W. Bush would become president. But I mean, how much worse could that be? I mean, I don't think we have much to fear from Bush if he were president. I mean, what would his schedule be like, at the Oval Office, a nap, beheaded home, on his tricycle, and, that's it, Mama Barbara, would say, George, little devil you, after a nap, beheaded home. Nappy headed home. Wait, isn't that what got Imus in trouble? No, that's not what I'm talking about here. Anyway, maybe that's it. Maybe Imus was going to reveal that, you know, Cheney's going to be impeached and Bush is going to be president, and his schedule is he takes a nap and beheaded home after that. Nappy headed home. Beheaded. Nap beheaded. Beheaded. After a nap, beheaded. Bush will take a nap and then, you know, a few people will be beheaded. Anyway, so I guess we can look forward to what would it be now? I guess if Cheney were impeached, we'd look forward to two more terms of Bush. Starting in 08, because he'd claim that Cheney was actually president for the past 8 years. So now it would be his turn for 8 years. And maybe he would have, you know, maybe Jeb as his vice president. Clampett would be better. At least that guy knows what Texas gold is if he sees it. But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, just wouldn't be the same, if Cheney were impeached. I don't know. I just Bush and Cheney, they seem like just such a team, you know, the Dubai brothers that they are. They're the Dubai brothers, you know, the Dubai brothers. Anyway, who cares? I'm in the Bay Area. Nothing's going to harsh my mellow. Even our World Week for Animals in Laboratories demonstration at UCSF this past week. Kind of mellow, actually. Not like the raucous UCLA affairs we've been having lately. I had to be a little more of a San Francisco flair to the protest. I thought I had to be a little more respectable, a little more, sophisticated in our approach here. It really did have a bit of a different feel, even though what's happening in the laboratories isn't very respectable or sophisticated. It's actually out of the Dark Ages. Reminded that San Francisco is named for the patron saint of animals, Saint Francis. Saint Francis said, quote, "Our first duty to our little brothers and sisters, the animals, is never to do them any harm. Our responsibilities do not end there, however. We are obligated to help them whenever they require it." So they certainly need the help in the laboratories at UCSF. Kind of strange. When that goes on, when animal experimentation goes on in the laboratories of a major university, it kind of demeans the university. It hurts its credibility. It's a smear. It's a bloodstain. You know, it makes it an institute of lower learning. It's really, UCSF does need to join us in the 21st century and end its barbaric practices. UCSF, University of Cruelty and Scientific Fraud. University of Cruelty and Scientific Fraud, UCSF. And it was pretty mellow. Only one person came up to me and yelled, "Get a job!" And, pretty low number for that. Yeah, get a job, you know. And believe me, if I could lie about everything I don't recall, you know, I'd be able to be employed too. But I don't have that marketable skill of being able to lie about everything I don't recall. And that seems to be, you know, what's required for a government job today, for a gov-enronment job today. On today's show, I don't recall. Yes, we will be talking to Tenzin about making the holiest of Buddhist lands a vegetarian zone. What else don't I recall? Oh, the recalls, I need to recall recalls at the moment. Just a little bit of the latest news that came out. FDA asks if pet food tainted on purpose. This came out a few days ago. Associated Press. Imported ingredients used in recalled pet food may have been intentionally spiked with an industrial chemical to boost the apparent protein content, federal officials said on Thursday. That's one theory being pursued by the Food and Drug Administration as it investigates how the chemical melamine contaminated at least two ingredients used to make more than 100 brands of dog and cat foods. So far, melamine's been found in both wheat gluten and rice protein concentrate imported from China. Meteor reports from South Africa suggest a third pet food ingredient, corn gluten, used in that country also was contaminated with melamine. That tainted ingredient has not been found in the United States, the FDA said. Melamine was found in all three of those. It would certainly lend credibility to the theory that it may be intentional. That will be one of the theories we'll pursue when we get into plants in China. So the FDA wants to inspect in China. So there you have it with what goes on with protein. We're so concerned with protein that look what happens. The protein myth. I suggest you go to the website for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, because that's the question we always get as vegans. How do you get your protein? And I always ask, well, how do you avoid your protein? I had T. Colin Campbell of Cornell University on this program, of the author of The China Study. And he said 70 to 80% of fatal degenerative disease is caused by animal protein and not much of it. And well, what is protein? It's an important nutrient required for the building, maintenance, and repair of tissues in the body. So says PCRM, if you look at its release, The Protein Myth. And there are 20 different amino acids in the food we eat, but our body can only make 11 of them. The 9 essential amino acids, which cannot be produced by the body, must be obtained from the diet. A variety of grains, legumes, and vegetables can provide all of the essential amino acids our body our bodies require. So we know that being vegan allows us to have complete protein. We don't need that much. It's body weight in pounds multiplied by 0.36 is the recommended protein intake in grams. So that's how you figure it out. And protein, high protein diets have been associated over the years with heart disease and cancer and osteoporosis. And so anyway, I don't have much time, so I point out that you should go to PCRM.org for the protein myth, and there you will see a variety of foods where you do get your protein, healthy protein sources like black beans and or broccoli or chickpeas or lentils or peanut butter. You know, if it's not ConAgra peanut butter, not good to get your peanut butter from a meat producer. Quinoa is high in protein, seitan, spinach. Spinach has been under fire for E. coli. Yeah, blame the spinach, but E. coli only comes from animals' digestive systems, right? So anyway, PCRM.org will break the protein myth. Coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, because the Dalai Lama has spoken in San Francisco today, we're collecting signatures on a drive to make the most holy of Buddhist lands into a vegetarian zone. And coming up on today's program, we will talk to Tenzin Kungaluting. He is a refugee in exile. We will talk to him from India. He is with Tibetans for a Vegetarian Society. That's coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Well, is your omega-3 a little fishy? Well, too bad if it is, because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. But now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru. That's right, Omega-Zen 3, available at Whole Foods. Also go to the Nutru website, NUTRU.com. Now, you may or may not know that DHA is a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid, considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. In studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease and high blood pressure and cancer and Alzheimer's and depression and ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia. And with DHA supplementation, those conditions have improved. And you don't want to deplete the oceans, do you? You want to support a company that that has your values in mind, Nutru, with Omega Zen 3. Omega Zen 3 is also available in liquid. And you can also get lycopene, the vegan lycopene, Lyco 10-6 from Nutru. And E-Tokachi 2, harness the power of chi with more than twice the normal vitamin E. And again, this comes to you from a vegan company. You can go to the archive, goveganradio.com, for our interview with Jim Donovan. But Nutru has in mind the ethical treatment of animals, utilization of sustainable plant sources, saving the fish, not depleting the ocean, energy conservation, recycling, less dependency on petroleum, and going vegan. So it's Omega Zen 3 from Nutru.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. I dare you to say that three times fast. Then you'll want to eat your words, because Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps are really delicious and perfect for dips. And by Mr. Crisper's being a sponsor, this is really motivating me to get that dental work done so I can tell you about Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Really delicious, perfect for dips, topping, or snacking right out of the bag. Invite Mr. Crisper's to lunch or to your next party. The vegan varieties are great. They're sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and the new multi-seed made with organic brown rice from California. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. No wheat, gluten, cholesterol, trans fats, but plenty of taste. Asian cultures have enjoyed the healthy benefits of rice snacks for thousands of years. Now you can enjoy Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. And Mr. Crisper, by the way, it's spelled K-R-I-S-P-E-R-S, and the rice crisps are K-R-I-S-P-S. Look for the vegan varieties, sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and new multi-seed. Available at your natural foods market, Sam's Club, and select grocery stores everywhere.
Don't want bird flu? Maybe you shouldn't eat birds. A chicken is a bird.
Well, there's a wonderful vegan restaurant in Hollywood. If you're ever stuck in traffic on the 101 and you're near the Hollywood Boulevard exit, well, you know, you can turn that frown upside down. Just exit and head over to Truly. It's a wonderful vegan restaurant at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Truly, well, you should really try the vegan shabu shabu. You'll be amazed at what a great vegan chef you are. They bring a stove right to your table, and you cook the most delicious soup. It's really unbelievable, and Truly has unbelievable vegan sushi. You've got to try it. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and the pancakes are great. The pancakes and chicken are very popular. Of course, no bird in that chicken. It's a vegan restaurant, no animal products. You have soups and salads and wraps you have tofu scrambles, you have burgers, noodle dishes, curries, veggies and rice, and veggie meat entrees. If you have a friend who says, I could never go vegan because I can't give up fried chicken, well, go over to Truly and you try the soy chicken glee. It's unbelievable. And Truly delivers, Truly caters. The phone number is 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958. Ask about free delivery. And there's a new website. It's trulyvegan.net, trulyvegan.net.
Bob Lee. Linden.
Okay, we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And what an interesting day this has been for me. A day to wander around outside the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco and collect signatures for a cause. You know, I'm always interested when it might be that a location, an area, a place would decide that it should be vegetarian. It would interest me if you were to make your house vegetarian, vegan vegetarian. That would be great, and I'd want to be involved with that. But here's a very interesting cause, appropriate on the day where the Dalai Lama would be speaking in San Francisco. And we are talking today from India to Tenzin Kunga Luding. And he is the senior managing trustee of Tibetans for a Vegetarian Society. He is indeed a refugee in exile in India. And welcome, Tenzin. It is an honor to have you on Go Vegan with Bob Linden today. How are you? Well, thank you for being with us. You are you are behind a campaign. It's the campaign to make Bodh Gaya, which is considered the most holiest Buddhist land. There's a campaign to make that land into a vegetarian zone. Why are you involved with this campaign? What is the motivation for that?
Actually, it's not just me. It's the whole member of Tibetans for Vegetarian Society. It's the reason why we want to have Bodh Gaya into our vegetarian zone is because for us Tibetan Buddhists and Buddhists all around the world, a Bodh Gaya is the most sacred place. Bodh Gaya, you know, it's a very holy land because Buddha Sakyamuni attained enlightenment and rediscovered the path of path to Nirvana.
Well, tell me about enlightenment. What does that mean? What does that mean in terms of compassion? What does that mean?
Well, enlightenment means like you get the complete knowledge of all what is there in life. You're free from all kind of suffering because Buddha, when he was before he was a Buddha, attained Buddhahood, he was a human being like us, and he saw that the human beings are going from different kinds of suffering, the suffering of various kinds of diseases like diseases, mental tensions, suffering of old age, death, and all kinds of miseries in the world. So he wanted people to be free from such kind of a misery. And it was through his enlightenment that he pursued through his power of compassion that he was finally been defeated, finally been able to overcome kind of this kind of a cyclic suffering that we human beings have to undergo.
And based on compassion, enlightenment is based on compassion and reverence for all forms of life, isn't
yes,
that?
Yes, all forms of life. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because the very teaching of the Buddha Dharma is based on compassion and reverence for all forms of life.
So then it wouldn't make sense to be eating forms of life, then, would it? I mean,
yes, yes. As long as it's practical, you know, and applicable in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So we should try to abstain ourselves from any forms of killing, which we can help out.
Now, Bodh Gaya, you're saying, is the world's holiest Buddhist land. It's a pilgrimage destination, so you feel it's appropriate that it be vegetarian and set an example there?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. This is what I believe in. In fact, this is a dream of Tibetan for Vegetarian Society because Bodh Gaya is the most revered place in every Buddhist communities all around the world, in millions and millions of people, whether they are Buddhist or not. Those who revere compassion, loving kindness, they all, most of them look up to Bodh Gaya as a very sacred place. And since from this place we are supposed to emit a positive environment, yeah, and send the right Dharma message with compassionate understanding to all those people who visit there. So we feel that it is very necessary that a positive vibration Dharma be sent around to all the people who visit there, mm-hmm, to seek blessings Yeah, and to purify one's mind, to earn good merit, pay tribute, or whatever reasons they go out there for.
Right, and you believe that a vegetarian zone at Bodh Gaya, and where is Bodh Gaya, by the way?
Bodh Gaya is like a small village, but it has about, as per the 2001 Indian consensus, it has about 31,000 people living out there, and it's in the state of Bihar state. It's in the northwest of India.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast of India, in Bihar state, India.
Now, so you believe that there is a Buddhist tradition of vegetarianism, because
I completely believe that, because the very basic teaching of Buddha's Dharma is based on compassion and loving kindness, which is based on very sound wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no question about that.
And as we've said, and reverence to all forms of life. You believe Bodh Gaya, if it were to go vegetarian, would help promote world peace?
Definitely, I feel, because the message from Bodh Gaya will spread out to all different parts of Buddhist communities, and slowly to other people also, and also make the other holy places to also look at, reflect, you know, mm-hmm. their own all teachings. Because ultimately, I believe that all the major, you know, religions of the world, the basic teaching is compassion, loving kindness, and to make human being in a good human being.
Right, and to do that, we have to be vegetarian. Why would we want to eat those who have suffered pain and torture and are killed?
Yes, they are not our food. In fact, they are our responsibility. We have to take care of the helpless and mute who are weaker than us. It is our responsibility who can understand them. If we have some kind of pain, we can go to a doctor. If somebody disturbs our life or tries to create some problem to our life, we can go to court, to police station. But these animals, they can't speak. We have to be their voice. We have to be understanding all this, because as human beings, we can fight for their cause.
Mm-hmm. And making the holiest of Buddhist places vegetarian would help accomplish that. You say that it would be an inspiration for Buddhists who do a pilgrimage there, and you also believe it would be important for the non-Buddhists who visit Bodh Gaya.
Yes, because, you know, I feel that, you know, if a vegetarian zone is we are able to transform Bodh Gaya into a vegetarian zone, then all the people who visit there, they'll get a very right and positive vibration, and they will feel they will feel that this place is a really a place of ahimsa, and they will understand what is Buddha teachings, and why we have to love all forms of life and try to respect them.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned ahimsa. So ahimsa is an important concept to Buddhists. What is ahimsa?
It's non-violence.
Non-violence, non-killing.
Abstaining from any kinds of violence to animals, to all kinds of sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. So that's a foundation for Buddhism also.
Yes, Buddhism. So, that's the very foundation of it.
How is it that Bodh Gaya is not vegetarian already? Shouldn't these principles have been a basis for that location anyway? I mean, how has it gone astray?
Actually, you know, the Bodh Gaya story itself is a very it has Bodh Gaya itself. The Bodh Gaya temple itself has gone through a lot of difficult times in recent history. It was like because Buddhism, after the decline of Buddhism in India, due to various factors, you know, the Bodh Gaya Buddhism in India had diminished so much that people forgot about the Bodh Gaya temple. And then they discovered sometime back in the late century, last century, I think. And from there, they came to know about the Bodh Gaya. And slowly, the Bodh Gaya, you know, became a revered place. People came to know about it. And, you know, and slowly, the importance of Bodh Gaya has grown. And, yes, this is true, because there should be a vegetarian itself from the very soon, from the way we had come to know about Bodh Gaya. But it's not there. I think maybe because lack of proper Buddhist teachings, we are not able to float in Bodh Gaya at the time, mm. and a lot of vodka itself was going through a lot of transition period. I feel that was maybe the reason for it.
Mm. And so you feel that proper Buddhist teachings require one to be vegetarian then?
Yes, I think absolutely. In this modern period, we have to strive to be vegetarian. But I prefer veganism.
Yes. You prefer veganism also. Vegan, vegetarian, completely vegetarian, no animal products.
No animal products. No forms of cruelty in food.
Right. And people don't realize there is cruelty in milk, cheese, ice cream, eggs, poultry. There's no escaping that. So if you have reverence for all life, you do have to be vegan. Now, why is it that Buddhists will defend their right to eat meat? They might say that they live, in a cold climate and, only meat is available. I mean, what are the excuses or the rationalizations that you hear from brother and sister Buddhists where, somehow they're not seeing the point of compassion and reverence for life?
Yes, I don't know about other people's rational, but as a Tibetan, I know why we Tibetans ate meat. But this was basically due to the harsh geographical conditions. And Tibet was such a harsh place, you hardly had any food to eat, so you had to eat for survival. It was a matter of survival for the Tibetan people, and that's why people are very surprised to know that being a Tibetan and a Buddhist, you're eating meat. But the real reason is that because of the geographical factors which we had to live for centuries, and people had this kind of similar diet for many centuries, so it became, I think, a form of habit that people are still having it now, although they don't need to now. And even though what other people don't know is this, they only know the superficial thing is that Tibetans are eating meat even though they are vegetarian, so Buddhist. But if you go deeper, you will understand that I felt, when I was small, I used to wonder why, our religion is so compassionate, based on compassion and loving kindness, and the people are generally very gentle and peaceful, yet they consume meat. So this thing, it came into my mind, and when I slowly tried to seek answer for this, I realized what were the true reasons for it. And first, the main important reason was the geographical factor, and even then, when the people eat meat, they only eat very limited kind of animals, and that also with a conscious mind, knowing that they had killed an innocent life, and they would pray for forgiveness for the sins they had committed to survive, and they would pray for a better life of the animal. So this consciousness was very much into the Tibetan people, and you would be surprised to know, Bob, that in Tibet, hunting was completely banned, and there was no bullfighting, no cockfighting, and even the building constructions were sometimes halted because by constructing, various kinds of worms, their homes were disturbed or they were killed. So sometimes even the construction was stopped. This is only because deep down, Tibetan people wanted to be compassionate, because earlier, before Buddhism came, Tibet was quite a powerful nation, and it had, in fact, the Tibetan people, they had no religion, so they tried to work towards a military might. But after the Buddhism came, their mind completely transformed, and they wanted to do something good, something peaceful, and so they gave all forms of war. We didn't have a proper military like we would have in the normal country nowadays.
or abnormal, or as it seems more abnormal, that kind of behavior, really. I suppose that the more that you study compassion and live it, you realize how insane some of what is normal, is out there, including the eating of meat and warfare. And so you were saying that it was only the harsh conditions that drove the people to eat
and
meat.
The other reason was the political reason too, because You know, Tibet felt like, at the time, I think it was a mistake, but at that time they felt that they were losing their culture because people from outside were coming and they're influencing their tradition. Everything. So they tried to remain secluded within themselves. And this was the other reason, I feel. But primarily, the main reason, I feel, was the geographical reason. If Tibet had a favorable condition like India, I think Tibet, if not vegan, but it would definitely would have been a vegetarian land.
So Tibet, you're saying, would most likely be very close to being a vegan nation, given the yeah, that's wonderful. And as you said, people when they ate meat asked for forgiveness and felt. It sounds like they felt bad about it, and you really shouldn't feel bad about what you eat. You should feel good about it, and that's why, you know, that's what's so great about being vegan, is that we're eating what's alive and not what's dead and not what's murdered. Well, we want to support your cause. What you want this to become? You want Bodh Gaya, the most holiest of Buddhist lands, to become a vegetarian zone, and there are some people that we have to contact, and we're doing. A signature collection drive, and people can go to my website, which is goveganradio.org or goveganradio.com, and there'll be information, contact information on where you can send signatures if you collect them. We're going to do virtual signature collection, and you're recommending that we contact, I believe it is the Bodh Gaya Temple Management Committee, that's BTMC. A number of the president of India
and the private office of the Dalai Lama,
and the office of the Dalai Lama
and the Mahabodhi Society of India.
And what was that? The
Mahabodhi Society of India.
Okay, and people can contact you. And again, we've been speaking to Tenzin Kugaluding, Tibetans for a Vegetarian Society. Do you have a website? You are a nonprofit, and
we are a nonprofit public charitable trust. And we are having a website pretty soon. We had it for a year or so, but due to some reasons, we are off. But now we are going to be on pretty soon.
Okay. Do you know what the website
will be? That would be www.t4vs.org.
Okay. T4VS, as in Tibetans for a Vegetarian Society, but it's the number four. The number four. So T4VS. What was it again? The website is going to be?
It's www.t4vs.org.
.org, okay, t4vs.org. And then an email?
Yes, you can email to me at t4vs@rediffmail.com.
Okay, rediffmail.com. So that's t4vs at rediffmail.com. So, well, it's been a pleasure having you on today's program, Tenzin, and it's a wonderful cause, and we hope we'll collect signatures through June 1st. June 1st is a day on the...
31st May, I think, is the Sagadawa Puchen, yes.
Okay, and...
Buddha's enlightenment, Parinirvana, and the birth.
Mm-hmm. So we will collect signatures until the day that celebrates Buddha's enlightenment, and we are collecting signatures to make the place where Buddha became enlightened a vegetarian zone. How appropriate!
And there's a very good saying by Bodhisattva Shantideva. You know, so I think this is what all the Buddhist people must, or any other people must, hear this line. You know, it says that. Just as no pleasures can bring delight, to someone his body is ablaze with fire, nor can the great compassionate one be pleased when harm is done to sentient beings. So, you know, Buddha and Bodhisattvas would never be happy if he eat meat, you know. So we have to abstain. What we say in our Tibetan community to our people is that we appeal them to give up meat. But if they cannot give up meat, we request them to reduce the meat consumption. And if they cannot do both due to habitual reason or any other reason, then we ask them to support our cause if they believe our cause is right in saving someone's life and revering someone's life. So this is how we try to do. And I think when you go through this, what the Bodhisattvas say, and what the most important thing is that on the Mahaparinirvana, you know, occasion, when on the last day of the Buddha, Buddha has said that eating of meat extinguishes the seed of great compassion. So he appealed to people, everyone, not to take meat. And, you know, so this is something very encouraging and something what Buddha has taught, not to eat meat. So this is what we can all see in the Mahayana, Mahaparinirvana Sutra, and even the Lankavatara Sutra. We can see, and Buddha is speaking very strongly against meat consumption.
Okay.
And in favor of vegetarianism, veganism in today's time.
Wonderful. Tenzin, thank you so much for being on today's program. And we again invite people to sign on for the cause. Okay. Well, thanks for being with us today, Tenzin, and we'll stay in touch.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye. Well, we look to run on solar power, and you can run on solar power too with Sunshine Burgers since 1983, the delicious Sunshine Burgers. It's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burger. It's protein from the sunflower. That's energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers, simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original, certified organic, ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger. Ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seeds, onion, and sea salt. Magnifico. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower kernel, also rich in fiber, potassium, iron, and vitamin E. The gourmet burger since 1983. Oven-baked, pre-cooked, just heat and serve. Sunshine Burger. Look for Sunshine Burger in the frozen food section of your natural food market. If you can't find them, speak to the manager, demand that they order more. More and more people are talking about goji berries and Himalayan goji juice. You know, Dr. Earl Mindell, he's the author of the Vitamin Bible, and he says it's his most amazing health discovery in 40 years of studying nutrition. And this has been around in Asia for centuries. Goji means happy, and it is noted in the Asian cultures for longevity. And, you can go to the website, govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. You'll see the case studies, the history of the goji berry. It's quite amazing. Recently, there was a study at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York. So goji is getting a lot of attention on ABC News in magazines. You can find out about it. You can order Himalayan goji juice at govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. It has a 90-day money-back guarantee. So a lot of people tell me that their pains are alleviated after drinking goji juice. A lot of case history, a lot of great results. So learn about it yourself. It's the amazing health discovery from Asia, Himalayan goji juice, govegan.freelife.com.
Experiments on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
Well, it is my pleasure now to be hanging out in Northern California, beautiful Sonoma County. And this week, I thought I had a studio lined up. Normally, we record the show on Thursdays and get it distributed to the radio stations. And normally, I record in Southern California at a radio station in the Los Angeles area. I thought I had a studio lined up in Northern California and found out that I really had to find another place that would work where we could record today's show. And did I get lucky, because I found Zone Music in Cotati. I couldn't be happier. This is quite an amazing place here. It's a music store, an unbelievable music store. Guitars, amps, drums. It's really quite amazing. And bands come here if you wanted to record music. Come here if you have a recording session. You have thousands of guitars from which to choose. So it's quite amazing. And you want to get out of town to a place that's really cool. I mean, zonemusic.com is the website. Zonemusic.com is the website. It's 45 minutes north of the Golden Gate on Highway 101 between Petaluma and Santa Rosa and Cotati. And something else interesting here, if you want to transfer music from tapes and LPs and 78s to CDs, you can get that done here at Zone Music. So check out the website. It's zonemusic.com. If you want to do a recording session, if it's a band or you have a radio commercial to do, singers, check it out. Say hi to Blair Hardman. He's here. He's doing a great job for me here today. He's well known throughout the area, years in broadcasting. So definitely zonemusic.com. Check it out. Okay, now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, it is time for our events calendar. Let's see what have I done with the folder here? Am I hiding it behind myself and behind the amps and the guitars here at Zone Music and Cotati? And, normally I record the program at a radio station in Los Angeles and Northern California. It's a music store with, it seems like thousands of guitars hanging here. I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, they're very cool looking electric guitars, basses, ukuleles everywhere. Amazing guitars here. So here's my events calendar now. All right, let's see what's going on. Oh, well, with Mother's Day approaching, you can honor mom with a gift dedicated to wild bison. Mother's Day, it started out as a simple and sentimental day to honor mother, but now a lot of people are fed up with the commercialism of it. So you have an opportunity to do some good this year with a Mother's Day card that comes from the Buffalo Field Campaign. So you can help the good folks out there who are helping out, dedicated to being out with the buffalo, and they can do your Mother's Day for you. So get in touch with the Buffalo Field Campaign. It's bfc.org, and let them take care of your Mother's Day needs. Let's see what's coming up. Looks like Saturday, May 12th. Yes, it is the potluck for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Saturday, May 12th, socializing and appetizers start at 6 p.m., dining at 6:30, with a lecture at 8 p.m. Let's see who's doing the lecture there that day. It's Bob Linden of Go Vegan Radio. What? Oh, I better put this on my other calendar, like, to show up. We're going to talk about the progress of veganism and my experiences in broadcasting. And since this is on May 12th, 5 days after I'm supposed to alert Air America that, yes, I've secured $200,000 in production costs, we can put the show on the weekend of May 19th. So this could be a potluck celebration. So come on out. I will be there Saturday, May 12th. It's at the Institute on Aging. 3600 Geary Boulevard, Cross Street is Palm in San Francisco, and it's $1 suggested donation for members and their guests with food, $2 for non-members with food, add $8 to each category without food, and bring only vegan food, please. And all the information on events would be at sfvs.org, San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. And grab a partner and head on out to Farm Sanctuary's California shelter for the annual Country Hoedown. Am I allowed to say that on the air? This unique and inspirational event offers practical information and advice for farm advocates, as well as fun activities that will allow guests to enjoy the company of the rescued farm animals and each other. A diverse group of speakers will raise awareness about current farm animal issues, campaigns, and advocacy efforts. Slated to speak at the Hoedown are Gene Bauer, president and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary, Harold Brown, Farm Sanctuary Outreach Coordinator, and former cattle farmer that he is. Also, Alka Chantner, senior researcher for PETA, and Nathan Runkle, executive director of Mercy for Animals. And that is Saturday, May 12th. At Farm Sanctuary in Orland, California, Northern California here. And registration fee is $30 and includes a catered dinner Saturday evening. The deadline for registration is May 5th. And to register, you call 607-583-2225, extension 221. 607-583-2225, extension 21. Or go to farmsanctuary.org. farmsanctuary.org. I'd like this event to be successful for Mallory Richards, a high school student, and she came to the first World Fest that I helped organize in Los Angeles. She was 9 years old when she attended World Fest. She's 14 now. When she was 9, that day at World Fest, she went vegan. And now her mother is vegan also, and she's putting on an event that's a benefit for Animal Acres that's taking place at Redondo Union High School. And dinner and dancing, rock music, cruelty-free bags. It's going to be a blast. I think you would enjoy it. And happening at the high school. It's Saturday evening, May 19th, 6 to 9 p.m. And for information, you can call club sponsor, Mary Simon, 310-798-8665, extension 4107. Mary Simon, 310-798-8665, extension 4107, or Daniel Cardozo, also at the school. So that should be fun. She formed the Vegetarian Club. And that's her first event going on there. Downtown Dog Rescue presents West Coast Dog, an event for pit bulls in Watts. I was talking to my friend Geraldine Halbert in Texas, and we were talking, I think maybe we need to change the name for pit bulls now. The name just sounds it's a little too aggressive. So I think I'm going to start calling pit bulls smiley face dogs, if you don't mind. So we have an event for smiley face dogs in Watts, where you can get your smiley face customized, meaning fixed. There's microchipping available, also vaccinations there. Free prizes, collars, leashes, a lot going on. Actually, all breeds of dogs would be accepted for this too, including, in addition to smiley face dogs. Call for an appointment at 888-349-7388. 888-349-7388. Go out and meet Big Dane from West Coast Customs. And if I were, if I knew what was going on in today's, society, in today's culture, I would know who Big Dane from West Coast Customs is. You might know. He might be a hero to your children or your grandparents. I don't know. Anyway, so that's Saturday, May 19th. And the clinic opens at 7 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Yo Watts parking lot, 1513 East 103rd Street in Watts, near Compton Boulevard. All medical services provided by the Amanda Foundation. Animal Rights 2007 coming up in Los Angeles at the Westin LAX. Tomorrow is a deadline. Tomorrow is a deadline for early registration discount. So you want to get on this tomorrow, get registered. Remember also, if you mention Go Vegan with Bob Linden, if you mention Go Vegan Radio, you get a $20 discount off of your registration fee. Animal Rights 2007, July 19th through the 23rd. The Westin LAX Hotel, Los Angeles. It's the world's largest and oldest animal rights conference with many sessions going on and rap sessions and speakers from all sectors of the animal rights movement. And we will be talking specifically of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, that horrible unconstitutional law recently passed by the Repub All Con National Party. Anyway, I think we are just about out of time, so I invite you to go to farmusa.org, farmusa.org, and register or go 888 888- Farm USA for a phone number. I think we just about out of time on the calendar. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Remember, make a tax-deductible donation. You can do so online at goveganradio.org.